91X News.
It's 9 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm David Mallory. Britain's UN ambassador says the chemical weapons attack in Syria's Idlib province bears all the hallmarks of President Bashar Assad's regime. Matthew Rycroft told an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council that Russia's explanation for yesterday's attack doesn't add up.
Russia has said that the opposition is responsible, that a regime airstrike struck an opposition depot for munitions. But we have seen nothing to suggest that any non-state actors in Syria have the sort of chemical weapons that would be consistent with the symptoms that we saw yesterday.
Rycroft urged support for an UN resolution condemning chemical attacks in Syria and urging government cooperation in an investigation. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is condemning a suspected chemical attack that has taken the life of at least 75 people in Syria. Trudeau told the House of Commons today that those responsible for the attack must be held accountable for their actions.
We're supporting evidence gathering to achieve that end. In addition, we will provide $840 million worth of life-saving humanitarian and development assistance for the region to alleviate the suffering in this conflict.
The World Health Organization and the international medical charity Doctors Without Borders say the victims of the attack on a southern Syrian town appears to show symptoms consistent with exposure to a nerve agent. The U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security is stepping back from Trump's decisive campaign pledge. Secretary John Kelly admits that there are some complications in building a wall along the U.S.'s southern border. Jim Ryan reports.
President Trump has been emphatic. He wants a wall, not a fence, separating the United States from Mexico. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly tells a Senate committee that seizing private property might be necessary, and that...
Certainly, I'm very, very aware of any critical habitat, say, in the Big Bend part of Texas. So, again, not going to build a wall where it doesn't make sense.
Kelly says he's likely to recommend a combination of permanent walls, fencing, and better technology along the border. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A 23-year-old Quinty West man was charged with drinking and driving after being stopped by police Tuesday night. The Quinty West OPP report that at about 10:30 p.m., they pulled over a vehicle on Dundas Street West in Trenton for speeding. The officer quickly determined that the driver had been drinking alcohol. The man was charged with drinking with more than the legal amount of alcohol in his blood. He is currently scheduled to appear in court in Belleville on April 20th. The Napanee OPP and the Ontario Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals are investigating after a dead cat was discovered in the Parrots Bay Conservation Area earlier this week. The cat was found by a local resident who reported it to the OPP. According to a news release from the OPP, the dead cat was found under suspicious circumstances and the incident is under investigation. The conservation area where the cat was found is part of the larger Cataraqui Conservation Authority. This is a popular place for hikers, bikers, and dog walkers, according to police. Napanee OPP would like to hear from anyone with information about this incident. A Canada-wide warrant has been issued for a 33-year-old man who breached his parole. The Repeat Offender Parole Enforcement Squad is asking for the public's assistance in helping Patrick St. Denis. He is described as indigenous, 5 feet 10 inches tall, weighing 50 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. He has visible tattoos on his face, including an arrow surrounded by dots on his right cheek, a spade arrow on his chin, surrounded by black lines, and "Fast Life" written on his neck. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Rope Squad at 416-808-5900. Provincial police say two large snakes have been found northeast on Guelph. They say officers responded Wednesday morning to a call of a very large boa constrictor along the 10th line of Arran. OPP says they have found two 1.6-meter-long snakes, one in a sluggish state and the other dead. They say the Ontario Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals assisted officers by collecting the reptiles. Investigators say no other information about the snakes is known. Anyone with information regarding the incident is asked to contact Provincial Police. Hastings County says it has hired two new family physicians to work under its program. The county says that Eric Blanchard and Jennifer Gerasimoff have signed on to practice family medicine under the Hastings County Family Physician Recruitment Program. A Canadian man accused in a humongous hack of Yahoo emails is in the Hamilton court today seeking bail. 22-year-old Karim Baratov was arrested under the Extradition Act last month. American authorities called Baratov a flight risk, but one of his lawyers, Armadillo DiCarlo, says his client won't flee.
We are going to have measures put in place that's not going to happen. His parents will be assured of that. His parents will have to post bail, large amounts, you know, so I don't think that's going to be something anyone's going to tolerate in his family.
Baratov's legal team is arguing that he should be released on bail as he awaits his extradition hearing, during which time he would stay with his parents. Pepsi has pulled an ad after it was widely mocked and criticized. Jason Nathanson reports.
In the online spot, Kendall Jenner ditches a modeling gig to join a protest that looks like many that have sprung up over the last year in the U.S. We are the liars. While the protest song Lion by Skip Marley plays, Jenner is surrounded by a bunch of Pepsi-drinking millennials. They come upon a human wall of police officers. Jenner bravely walks up to a cop, hands him a Pepsi, he pops it. And they all party. Many online called it a tone-deaf co-opting of Black Lives Matter and other protest movements. Comedians trashed it on Twitter. Pepsi initially defended the ad as portraying harmony, but now says, quote, clearly, we missed the mark and we apologize. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
That's QNET News on 91X to 407. Sports is next.
When you're a business owner, you need to put your thoughts into action. You've been thinking about investing money into your workforce. Do it through Loyalist Community Employment Services. With the Canada Ontario Job Grant, you can receive up to $10,000 in government support per employee to help cover training costs. Apply at Loyalist Community Employment Services.
Funding provided by the Government of Canada through the Canada Job Grant programs delivered by the Government of Ontario.
Loyalist Community Employment Services start here. Dundas Street, Belleville, right beside Pinnacle.
Good afternoon, I'm David Mallory with QNET Sports. Canadian Olympic weightlifter Christine Guirard appears one step closer to becoming an Olympic gold medalist. The International Olympic Committee has stripped Russia's Svetlana Tsarukaeva of the silver medal she won at the London Olympics after retesting of her samples showed evidence of steroids in her body. Guirard was the bronze medalist in a 63-kilogram class in 2012, but with gold medalist Mahia Maniza already being stripped of her medal because of her result for a positive retest last fall, Guirard should eventually be promoted to the top of the podium. Toronto Raptors are in Detroit tonight to take on the Pistons. It appears injured all-star guard Kyle Lowry may return to the Raptors lineup soon. He has been sidelined with a wrist injury since the all-star break, but his status upgraded to questionable for tonight's game. The World Cup champion U.S. women's soccer team has a new labor contract, settling a dispute in which the players sought equal wages to their male counterparts. The agreement with the U.S. Soccer Federation runs until 2021 and covers the 2019 Winter World Cup and the 2020 Olympics. The contract announcement follows an agreement between USA Hockey and its women's national team for better compensation, following a threat by players to boycott the World Championships. A former Canadian Olympic boxer says Montreal police arrested and detained him without reason late Tuesday. Custio Clayton made the claim in a Facebook post, saying he was humiliated by the incident in which he was reportedly handcuffed and placed in the back of a squad car. He says he repeatedly asked why he was pulled over in the first place, but that he never received an answer from the police officers who stopped him. Clayton also says they later searched his vehicles for drugs. Carlos Santana led off with a home run while Carlos Carrasco struck out again 7 in his first start since breaking a bone in his right hand as the Cleveland Indians held on for a 4-3 victory over the Texas Rangers. Texas manager Jeff Bannister says losing pitcher Martin Perez pitched well once he found his rhythm.
Early his delivery was quick, pulling off. Really couldn't find the range with anything. After he gave up the runs, he went back out, got in his delivery, and I mean it was 46 pitches in the first two, and then 46 pitches over the next four. Very efficient.
Send us your team or league scores email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville at 410, it's 9 degrees. Tonight will be coming cloudy this evening, periods of rain beginning overnight, low of 6. Tomorrow there will be rain, high of 7. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm David Mallory, QNET News, News on 91X, next at 5.